This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated the successful implementation of three new criminal laws to the nation. He reviewed the progress of the three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, which have been implemented to reform India's criminal justice system in Chandigarh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah was also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the implementation of the three new criminal laws has taken place at a pivotal phase of our history. Mr. Modi said the implementation of the new criminal laws is a concrete step towards fulfilling the ideals that our constitution has envisioned for the citizens of our country. He said these new laws will free India from the colonial legacy. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Amit Shah said the three new criminal laws will be implemented in the entire country within 3 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is a prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. The minister was making a statement in the Lok Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China. Dr. S. Jaishankar pointed out that recent developments that reflect continuous diplomatic engagements have set Indo-China ties in the direction of some improvement. On the face-off between Indian and Chinese Army in April-May 2020 in eastern Ladakh, Dr. Jaishankar said India-China ties have been abnormal since 2020, when peace and tranquility in the border areas were disturbed as a result of Chinese actions. He lauded the role of the armed forces, saying that despite logistical challenges and the COVID situation, India was able to counter-deploy rapidly and effectively. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today moved the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill in the Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. This bill expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today emphasized using biofuels like ethanol and methanol as an alternative to fossil fuels. Addressing the 18th Conference on Energy Transition and Sustainable Road Transportation in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari stressed the need to decrease the imports of fossil fuels to fulfill Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of becoming a $5 trillion economy. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering at the event, President Murmu highlighted the role of the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan in providing universal accessibility to persons with disabilities, reminding everyone that people with disabilities need empathy, not sympathy. Domestic benchmark equity indices today extended gains for the third straight session, driven by a rally in heavyweight stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 598 points to close at 80,846, and the NSE Nifty 50 advanced 181 points to settle at 24,457. In men's hockey, Junior Asia Cup, the defending champions India will lock horns with Malaysia in the semi-final at Muscat in Oman at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. The other semi-final will take place between Pakistan and Japan this evening. The summit clash will be held tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.